the noble features. I recognized them at once, and leaping to my feet, I advanced with outstretched hand. "John Carter," I cried. "You?"
"None other, my son," he replied, taking my hand in one of his and placing the other upon my shoulder.
"And what are you doing here?" I asked. "It has been long years since you revisited Earth, and never before in the trappings of Mars."
"Lord, but it is good to see you, and not a day older in appearance than when you trotted me on your knee in my babyhood. How do you explain it, John Carter, warlord of Mars, or do you try to explain it?"
"Why attempt to explain the inexplicable?" he replied. "As I have told you before, I am a very old man. I do not know how old I am. I recall no childhood, but recollect only having been always as you see me now, and as you saw me first when you were 5 years old. You, yourself, have aged, though not as much as most men in a corresponding number of years, which may be accounted for by the fact that the same blood runs in our veins. But I have not aged at all. I have discussed the question with a noted Martian scientist, a friend of mine, but his theories are still only theories.